Thank you. Today is November 16th. And this is what we're doing. We're commenting on this pasuk. Vayelech ish mibeit Levi vayikach et bat Levi. Touched upon this in this class, okay. Alright, that's Shmot for Bet Pasuk Aleph. The next Pasuk says Batahar Batelet Ben. That's not a good thing in Egypt at this point because they're killing babies, right? Who are male. So she has to work out some kind of plan to save this baby. Is she the only one doing something like this? Maybe some of you have grandparents who were hidden during the war like this, but everyone probably tried, but not everyone either succeeded or had the wherewithal to do anything about it, right? Okay? She makes a plan, right? And here is now a whole different element. It's not really something that the Rishonim got into. I used to teach a course here called Biblical Narrative, where Achronim got into this kind of thing, where the description of how she makes the plan to save his life and how she builds something to save him, right, with me, looks very much like, with some of the buzzwords, the catchwords that are used to describe this thing that's going to save the boy, looks very much like another story in the Torah that the reader already knows, namely
Noah's Ark.
What she uses to is a little Noah's Ark, right? And the Torah tells me, remember too much information last class? Remember that? Rashi wasn't sensitive. It's not the kind of thing that Rashi does. He's one word here. The whole two-pasuk description of her saving him, why don't you say she put him in a basket and he put him in water? And the reader might say, what's a basket going to do? There's holes in a basket. As soon as the water goes in, the basket will sink. So, of course she put pitch on it. And of course she made it like a porcelain object, but not too heavy, because too heavy will sink, right? Of course, if she put it in the water, she did. So why does the Torah have to tell me what I would know anyway? So again, what I'm about to tell you, maybe since Mr. Alper got the connection to the Teva, so what? Why is the Torah telling me this whole thing about of what she put in and how she put, she and it even uses certain words, the same words that Noah, it's used by Noah when he put between the slats of wood so that water wouldn't seep through. Right? Why is the text, this is the kind of stuff Ramban does, and then Rishonim, and really Achronim got into. Can you feel it? What's happening here? Why is the Torah connecting this, calls it a Teva, to that Teva, yes?
Well, isn't that Teva like it's saved, like all the animals, and like, you know, from
the story. So
you knew that like Moshe was going to save the Jews.
Okay, that's it. She is saving the world here.
Is that the answer?
You get it? Yes, that's the answer. She's saving the world by making this little basket, and the Torah wants the reader to listen to this and say, hey, all right. But in order to get this, A, you have to read the original Hebrew. You're not going to get it in English, right? And two, you have to be sensitive. You have to be reading the text critically, which, I'm sorry to say, the first thing to do is to get your Tanakh, right? When was the last time you did that? All right? Okay, I read lips. So when Mordechai learns of Haman's plot, his reaction uses all the same words in this week's Torah portion of when Esav learns of what Yaakov did to him. Right? Same words. When Mordechai learns that Haman's plot, and this is, these two books are written 1,000 years apart. Right? So you have to read critically. Okay? I will tell you that this is, Rashi does do this, it's really Ramban is the first of the Rishonim that really read from a bigger picture. But I understand, he already had Rashi and Rishpam and Ibn Ezra before him. He didn't have to comment on every word, it wasn't a philological commentary. That existed before him, right? Now you can go on the themes, you can get on the big picture of the Perush. So Ramban tends to be on only every 10 or 15 psukim. Right? Rashi is practically on every pasuk, as is Ibn Ezra, okay? All right, back to our point here. So it says, Vatahar Vatelet Bain, and she had to come up with a plan to save him. Anyone know how long that plan lasted? Because first she hid him. It says, Vatitzpenehu, yes?
3 months.
3 months. Vatitzpenehu Shloshayirochim. Okay. Now, if she had to hide him, the assumption is because...
They're
going to
kill him.
Well, say what are they going to do before they're going to kill him? Because
confiscate.
You only have to find. You have only have to hide what someone is looking for, right? You hear? The assumption is that you have to hide him because someone is going to be passing the window and listening for a crying baby, right? And living and big, you know, the huts and someone's in charge. Apparently, of going from house to house looking for male babies that look like they were just born, right? Got it? Go with me. So it says, "Velo yochlo od hatzpino," and she came up with this second plan, Plan B. Now we have to put him in a basket. Let's see. Now Ravenel says, "Well, who's going to trust a 3-month-old baby in a basket in the water? The first wind is going to blow him over. He's going to drown." Evidently, that eventuality is better than keeping him in the house past 3 months. Right? You agree? Let me continue to hide him. Maybe we can hold out this decree. Maybe the war will end soon. Right? And we'll continue to hide him. Right? Okay. So, what would you say is the too much information here that's... Of course, the whole gimmick about how she made the ark, but right. But it's Pnei Shloshayirchim. Why should I care how long she was able to hide him? The pasuk should just say she hid him, and when she couldn't hide him any longer, who cares how long that lasted? Right?
Are we basing off of Rashi?
Okay, let's see that you know Rashi. What does Rashi say?
I mean, like they knew because they saw in the. Stars, that there's going to be a baby born. So they knew like what time she got pregnant so that they would go in 9 months later. And that, yeah. So they had to say, like, instead of like saying, like, you know, he was born 9 months later, because then, you know, then he would have been confiscated, he would have been taken and killed. He was born 3 months early.
Okay.
And it's just telling us that.
That answer is uniquely Rashi. It doesn't appear anywhere else. Because the Gemara asks the same question and gives a different answer. So here's an interesting instruction that, you know, Rashi usually says what the Gemara says. So in the few times when Rashi flagrantly disagrees,